MTD Radio News. I'm Jill Miller. Another New Mexico man facing charges under Benny's Law. Roswell police arresting 32-year-old Philip Jaramillo Wednesday morning for the August 20th shooting that left his 10-year-old daughter dead. Investigators say that night the girl's 8-year-old brother and his 10-year-old friend playing with Jaramillo's guns when one of them went off, hitting the girl who was sleeping in another room. Police say Jaramillo tried to hide his guns in an RV. Due to that, Jaramillo has been charged with tampering with evidence. Benny's Law named after slain Washington Middle School student Benny Hargrove, is a new law against negligently making a gun accessible to a minor, resulting in great bodily harm or death. The boy was killed in August of 2021 after another student brought his dad's gun to campus and shot Hargrove after Hargrove stood up to the boy for bullying other students. A Cuesta man, 39-year-old William Brown, also faces charges after New Mexico State Police say his 13-year-old son shot and killed a 14-year-old girl. More than a dozen charges have been filed against a Roswell man for allegedly firing shots into a neighbor's house and at nearly a dozen police officers who responded to the call Friday night. 29-year-old Aaron Tarbell reportedly fired an AK-47 rifle from inside his home in the 500 block of South Missouri Avenue three times, including twice at police after allegedly ingesting methamphetamine. Tarbell charged with 11 counts of aggravated assault on a peace officer, deadly weapon, along with two counts each of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and shooting at or from a dwelling on an occupied building. And a reminder, U.S. Forest Service looking to hire permanent wildland firefighters. They're hosting a recruitment event in Santa Fe, September the 16th. And that's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.